your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, Aero Fasteners, and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And summer is just on the horizon out there. Man, it's less than a month away, officially, right? Well, no, actually, Memorial Day is less than a month away. Summer is, what, June 20th or so? But, hey, after Memorial Day, it's definitely summer season where I live, probably is where you are, which means you guys got about, what, 2-3 weeks now to finish up your outdoor projects so you can enjoy that beautiful weather that is just about here. If you've got questions on how to get those projects done, hey, that's what we're here for. Reach out to us with your questions, your comments, your points of confusion, your improvements, your dreams, what projects you want to get done but just don't know where to start. Don't know if you can do it yourself. Don't know if you should hire a pro. Hey, we're a great sounding board for all that, and we promise to help you create your best home ever, because that's what we do. We answer questions. We've been doing this a long time. In fact, this is episode 2202. So over 2,000 episodes of the Money Pit. Through each, we get to answer your questions. So if you've got one, reach out to us. A couple of ways to do that. First, go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app and post your question via the app. You just hit a button, you speak into it, you record your question, it comes right to us, it gets answered first. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if your roof is more than 10 or 15 years old, you might be thinking that it's going to be time to replace it pretty soon. Well, maybe not. We're going to share a new product that can add 5 years of life to your roof with a single treatment.
Plus, are you planning a project to improve your outdoor living but need to be confident that the project is a good investment? We're going to share the details on a project that can deliver years of enjoyment and a great return on investment when it comes time to sell.
And if you've lost heat a time or two this past winter and you've been thinking about installing a backup system, we've got recommendations for the best backup heat options, especially when the power goes out.
But first, we're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. What are you working on this May weekend? How can we help you get your money pit in tip-top shape so maybe you can have a really fun Memorial Day gathering at your house or just have everything ready for a wonderful summer of being at home with friends and family? Give us a call. Let us help you out. We'd love to help you get your project started and maybe even give you some tools to help.
Yeah, we've got a really cool product to give away today from Aero Fasteners. It's the GT30Li. It's a cordless glue gun. Yes, I said cordless. That's pretty impressive. It's available at Lowe's, but it's going to go out to one listener drawn at random. So reach out to us right now with your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we're going to talk flooring with David in Kansas. What's going on?
Oh, hey, it's good to talk to you two. I've got some linoleum down on here about 7 or 8 years ago, and it's cracking and breaking up and everything. And what would you recommend for a good kitchen floor?
Well, you got more choices than ever today. I mean, Leslie, I'm thinking about all of the different vinyl plank products. You know, you have the luxury vinyl planks, which look like wood or look like a tile pattern. They float, they're floating floors. You don't glue them down. They basically interconnect. They lock together. And then there's that new hybrid product out from LL Flooring called Duravana.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this stuff. It's really tough stuff. And again, it's a floating floor. But, when they sent me some of it, I tested it by banging on it with a hammer and trying to cut it with a knife, and I couldn't get through the surface. You know, it was really, really durable.
And again, you can get so many different looks out of that same durable flooring. So if you want something that looks more like a tile, if you want something that looks more like a wood, there's a lot of choices, and it's definitely the right material for that location.
Hey, well, I appreciate your help.
Now we've got Marie calling into the Money Pit with a cabinet question. How can we help you today?
I'm in a dilemma over kitchen cabinets. I really like this fairly contemporary look, but it's a slab. We're on the salt water, and I've been told to maybe stay away from a slab cabinet door because of the way it expands and shrinks. What's your opinion on that or your advice?
When you say slab, are you talking about like a full overlay?
No, it's an actual slab. I don't think it's an overlay or veneer at all.
I think you mean a solid wood door, one-piece wood door, as opposed to one that's made up of panels, like a raised panel door?
Yes, it's not a raised panel, but you can actually see the pieces of wood. Well, I guess they're glued together, but there's no raised panels or anything on it.
Yeah, it's a solid piece of wood. It's a laminated door, basically, solid pieces of wood glued together. I don't know. I mean, if the door is made right and the wood is dried when it was built and it's sealed properly, I don't think it's more or less likely to swell than a raised panel door would be.
You know, that makes total sense the way you put it that way. Why wouldn't they dry it out first and then seal
right.
it properly? Huh, I never even thought about it in that context.
You know, the boxes themselves that the cabinets are, you know, the cabinet box is going to be constructed out of, you know, a wood laminated ply, so or something that's more structurally stable. And I don't think you have to be concerned about the door.
I think looking at it from that point of view, maybe I won't be. I've had people tell me that they're just going to get all warped, but why would they if it is, like you said, a reliable cabinet maker? I guess that would be the question.
Exactly. Good quality cabinet should be dimensionally stable.
I agree with you. Oh, I found a beautiful door, and I think I might go for it then. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Scott in Iowa on the line who needs help with a painting project. Tell us what you're working on.
I just recently bought a rental house, and the plaster, it's an older home, and the plaster was falling off the house. Well, the guy I bought it from had repaired it, but if you look at it, it's falling out in some areas and falling back in some areas. And I was just wondering, would I have to re-drywall it, or is there a cheaper and easier way to fix that?
How much of this exists? Is there a lot of this that's where the plaster seems to be loose?
Throughout the whole house.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a problem because it's going to be dangerous. What happens is the plaster, when it's applied over something called wood lath, which are like thin strips of wood, kind of look like those sticks we use to hold up garden plants and tomatoes and things like that. And the plaster expands to behind the lath, and it sort of locks in place. But over the years with an old house, those keyways, we call them, loosen up, and then the plaster is not attached to the wall anymore. So you are looking at a situation where the walls are going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And if it's the ceiling that's loose, it can be dangerous because when that plaster falls, it's really, really heavy. I've seen it dent floors and certainly could hurt somebody. So now we have the question is, what's the best way to deal with this? Should I tear the plaster out? Should I drywall over? I've done it both ways. I've come to the conclusion after trying it this way for many years that the best thing to do is to put drywall on top of the plaster, not tear it out, for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's less messy. Secondly, that even when you tear out out the lath and the plaster, you'll find that the studs from the old house behind it are not very even. So when you put drywall up, it tends to warp sometimes. So what I would do is I would attach new drywall over the plaster. You can use 3/8 of an inch thick drywall too. You don't even need to use half inch drywall. And then by attaching from the drywall through the plaster into the studs, you'll help secure that loose plaster so you won't have any further movement in that room. That would be my recommendation.
That works out.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. 888-666-3974.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they'll handle the rest. Start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, is your home ready for a new roof? Well, we're going to share tips on a new product that can extend the life of your existing roof by 5 years and save you thousands on the cost of a roof replacement. And the Money Pit returns. One minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathroom. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, we know you love joining us here at the Money Pit Radio Show, but did you know that you can listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast? You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan for your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
You guys, if you're wondering what my favorite tool is, you might be surprised to know that it's actually a glue gun. I really do enjoy using them, and there are so many, many projects that you can tackle with a glue gun. So we've got a really great one up for grabs this hour. It's from Arrow Fastener. It's the GT30Li cordless glue gun. It's available at Lowe's, and it's Arrow's first fully cordless glue gun. It heats up, get this, in a minute, and you can use it for 30 minutes. I mean, that's a lot of time to get a lot of stuff done. It will auto shut down after 10 minutes of use, so don't worry if you walk away. It's going to turn itself off, and then you'll be ready to still go for the remainder of the time. We use one of these at work, which is super convenient because I'm always running around like our prop staging area, and it helps me get to all the places I need to, and it's just the right amount of time. It's available for $29.98 at Lowe's and Lowe's.com, and it really is a great glue gun. I love using it, so you will too, so get in on the deal here, guys.
This Arrow cordless glue gun is going out to one listener drawn at random. Now, how can that be you? Well, all you got to do is call us with your home improvement question or post it using the Money Pit app. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just download the app, hit the record button, and your question will be delivered directly to the studio.
Now we've got Ann on the Money Pit who's got a question about a porch. How can we help you today?
Our front porch, I guess, has settled, and there's a huge crack, and it goes completely through the whole slab of concrete. How would we go about economically fixing that? Or is it possible without having to re-pour the whole thing? And it's like a slab on top of bricks. So, you know, there is a hollow spot underneath the slab.
Okay, so it's broken in two, and can you see through the crack into the sort of the void below?
You can't exactly see through, but it is a wide crack. It's wide enough to see. Not all the way through, though.
What you would do is, if it's wide enough where it's not going to hold a patching material, you would put something in there first called backer rod, which is like a foam rod, and it comes in different diameters. And that would sit just below the surface of the crack, maybe like a quarter to a half inch below the surface of the crack. And then you would repair that crack with a flowable caulk, like a flowable urethane. Or I know that QuikCrete has some patching materials that will also work. And that backer rod keeps that seal up towards the surface. Does that make sense? And doesn't fall down in. So it's only you got to put, you know, coat after coat after coat. And that flowable urethane will expand and contract with the concrete slab. So you don't have to tear it out and replace it. You just have to fix it correctly.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Good luck with that project, Ann. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we're heading out to Washington, where Robert's got a stainless steel question. Tell us what's going on.
I got these stainless steel appliances, and I've started to develop small little rust spots on them, and I'm not sure what's causing that.
Well, it's because not all stainless is the same. There's actually over 100 grades of stainless steel, and some are more prone to corrosion than others. So the fact that you have some rust on your stainless steel appliance doesn't surprise me. You know, what you're going to have to do with that is two things. First of all, you're going to have to remove the rust, which you can do with steel wool or like a Brillo pad, something like that. You really don't want to use a lot of abrasion, so as little abrasion as possible. And then you have to coat it with a stainless steel polish. And the polish will help seal in the surface and prevent the rust from coming back as frequently. But there is some degree of maintenance associated with stainless steel. And the stainless steel that's of poorer quality will rust more frequently. I think a lot of folks think that stainless is stainless is stainless, but it's not. There's a lot of different grades, and some is better than others.
All right, well, that makes sense because it's, you know, it's all the same brand, but it's only happened on my stove and on the the range there.
Right.
And it hasn't happened to the dishwasher or the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's right.
So that does make sense. Okay, well, hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Robert. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if your roof is more than 10 or 15 years old, you might be thinking that it's going to be time to replace it soon. And you might be right. You know, as your roof ages, the shingles are going to dry out and lose their water resistance. And this is especially true today because most shingles have less asphalt in them than ever before, which does mean that they're going to dry out all the more faster. And when that happens, those shingles do need to be replaced, which can be pretty expensive.
Now, however, there's another way to extend the life of your roof. It's called RoofMax. And it's a roof rejuvenation treatment that restores the flexibility and waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs. This can actually save you 80% over the cost of a traditional roof replacement.
Now, RoofMax's new technology uses natural plant-based bio oil for a full asphalt shingle restoration. And this is going to give shingles flexibility and instantly add 5 years of life to a roof.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you treat an older deck or a driveway to add life to their investment. RoofMax does something very similar for asphalt roofs, only they use a revolutionary new technology that soaks old brittle shingles with millions of microbeads of an all-natural bio oil, and that restores their flexibility and prepares them to better protect your home.
Now, each RoofMax treatment comes with a 5-year flexibility guarantee. With 3 treatments possible once every 5 years, RoofMax adds up to 15 years of additional life to your asphalt roof.
To learn more, set up an appointment with your local RoofMax dealer at RoofMax.com. Now, they can do a free assessment and decide if your roof is a good candidate for roof rejuvenation. That's RoofMaxx.com, RoofMax.com.
Teddy in Oregon is dealing with a wet foundation. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I am blessed with rain and clay soil here in western Oregon, and I have a crawl space that is wet. I lift up the plastic, and there's mold and salamanders and slugs under there. Yes. So I did discover a crack in the foundation, which explains a lot of the moisture.
Well, yes and no. You know, concrete foundations and brick foundations are very porous. The fact that you have a crack doesn't mean that that's the only way water is getting through. What this does mean is that you have way too much water collecting on the outside of your house. So what you need to do is to very carefully improve the drainage conditions at the foundation perimeter so that soil slopes away from the house. And even more important than that is to clean your gutter system and extend those downspouts away from the house. That's really critical. If you do that, you will find that it makes a big difference on the amount of water that's getting into that space, and it will dry up quite nicely and, frankly, quite quickly.
Okay. I believe that the gutter system is all has pipes out to the street.
Yep, you need to be sure that about that. You need to be sure that they're not disconnected or clogged.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you've got something underground that you can't monitor or see if it's in fact free-flowing, you got to make sure that it's actually going somewhere, it's connected, because the smallest amount of a clog can produce a huge amount of water, you know, in comparison to the amount of a clog inside your house.
Okay. So I'll work on that and grade the soil away from the house. Now, right now I have, I was all set to buy a dehumidifier, and then someone told me, no, that won't do you any good. So I put a fan on either end, one blowing in and one blowing out. So it could go out the vents.
So look, the solution here is not to try to get rid of the moisture that's there. It's to stop it from going there in the first place. So you need to follow our advice on this, which is specifically to improve the drainage conditions of the foundation perimeter. There's advice on how to do this online at moneypit.com. It's one of the most common questions we get asked, and the solution is really quite simple, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Coming up, are you planning on a project to improve your outdoor living but need to be confident that the project is a good investment? We're going to share the details on a project that can deliver years of enjoyment and a great return on investment next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
When you think of May, think Maaco. Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Maaco offers a variety of services including collision repair, a full new paint job, and they can touch up scrapes and scratches. So when you think of May, think Maaco at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Make an appointment today for a free estimate. They also offer a military discount. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Maaco today.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Create a large tag and label it with the words Main Valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home.
However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. And from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we are here to share non-biased expertise to help you tackle your to-dos, your projects with confidence. So reach out to us with your questions.
Now we've got Jeff in Iowa on the line who is working on a bathroom plumbing problem. What's going on?
Our house was built in 1978. Still had the same toilets in it as the day it was built. So we decided to upgrade to new high-efficient toilets. We bought 1.28 per gallon flush toilets with a 10 flush rating. And our toilets sit back-to-back, basically. The master bedroom has a toilet that sits just behind the toilet in the main bathroom. When you flush the toilet in the main bathroom, it sucks all the water out of the master bedroom toilet. But it doesn't do it the other way.
Here's the problem. You've got a venting issue, and there's not enough air getting into the waistline that's probably feeding both toilets. And so as a result, when you flush one, you cause a draw on the other that pulls the water out. A lot easier to do when you have only 1.25 gallons of water as opposed to maybe 3 or 4 gallons that you used to have with the older toilet. So you need to get a plumber in to look at this and figure out where the venting has gone wrong. There could be venting that also became obstructed. You could get rodents or animals that nest inside vents, but there's not enough intake air getting into the plumbing system, and that's why you're getting this sort of suction problem. Whenever you have this condition, or sometimes you get a gurgling when you flush or when you run sinks and water goes down, is because there's not enough air getting into the plumbing system, and that's going to be what will solve this for you. Okay, Jeff?
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, as you enjoy the warmer weather, are you one of the millions of homeowners thinking about ways to further improve those outdoor spaces? If you are, it's smart to mind to the ROI because not all home improvements deliver a return on investment that you can count on, but one does, and that is building a deck. But that deck's not only got to be well-designed to be attractive, it has to also be well-designed to be safe. That's why this is a project best left to a pro to get done.
Yep. So first off, let's talk about costs. Now, according to HomeAdvisor's most recent True Cost report, the national average cost for building a deck is just over $7,700. But those costs can vary widely based on the size of the deck, the number of levels the deck has, and the material. So, for example, if the deck's made of pressure-treated lumber, that's going to start at around $2,500, while those built using composite lumber might begin over at about $8,000.
Yeah, but regardless, decks do deliver one of the best returns on your remodeling investment when it comes time to sell. Now, building a deck also helps your home stand out in the marketplace, making it a much more desirable home to buy. This is going to increase buyer competition for your home and result in a sale at the highest possible price.
Now, before you hire a pro, we recommend finalizing a design first and then get estimates from at least 2 to 3 contractors before you choose one to help you with the project. Make sure you read reviews from others who have had similar projects done by the same contractor.
Yeah, by finalizing that design first, you can be sure that all of the contractors are giving you a price on the exact same work. And don't be shy about talking with your pro about ways to save money on the project. Sometimes small design changes made early on can have a big impact on the final cost of the job. Deb in Wyoming, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I've got some trouble with an area of grass right in the middle of my yard. It's probably 20 by 20.
The yard or the problem area?
The problem area is probably 20 by 20.
Okay, that's a big problem.
Yeah, and the lawn is pretty big, and it grows really good all the way around this area. And it'll grow maybe, you know, an inch or two, and then it kind of heads out. And never really gets green. We put extra water on it, and we fertilize it and aerate it just like the rest of the lawn, but it just doesn't look good, and seems funny that this would be just in one area.
Well, it could be, you know, that area, for whatever reason, has a different pH balance than the other parts of your lawn itself, and therefore that the seed that you're using is reacting differently to the soil than the other areas. So you might want to take a couple of soil samples from the problem area and have those tested. Sometimes the home centers sell little kits. Sometimes you might have to contact your local building department to find out who you can do that with, but you can have a soil test done pretty easily and inexpensively. And once you know exactly what's going on with the soil in this area, I mean, that could be, you know, enlightening to have this information, because you could be using the wrong seed. You could be using the wrong fertilizer. That will tell you exactly what type of fertilizer, when, how to water it. That's really the key here, and that should clear up a lot of this problem.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll sure give it a try.
What are you working on this fine weekend? You are tuned to the Money Pit. Let us give you a hand. We're broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've lost heat a time or two this past winter and you're thinking about installing a backup system, we've got recommendations for the best options for backup heat when the Money Pit returns.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace that damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
That's right. Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft, deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit Abitron.com. That's A-B as in boy, A-T-R-O-N.com. Abitron. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast.
We've got fresh episodes every Monday and Thursday, so you can learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever.
That's moneypit.com/podcast. Well, we love our tools around the Money Pit, and one that we're particularly fond of is the glue gun, because it just comes in handy for so many darn projects, and we're giving one away today. It is from Arrow Fastener. It is the GT30Li cordless glue gun. Yes, I said cordless. I guess that kind of almost makes it a smart product, right? It's a cordless glue gun. I love this because it's, first of all, it's Arrow's first fully cordless glue gun because it heats up in just a minute. So that's fast. You get 30 minutes of runtime per charge, which, if you think about it, is probably plenty of time to do most of your projects. I mean, usually I'm plugging mine in for like 10, 15 minutes, you know, just using it for a squirt or two and then unplugging it. But I love the fact that this heats up in just a single minute so I can do what I got to do and then basically put it away. It automatically shuts down after 10 minutes. It's going to help save you battery life. It's worth $29.98 at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. We're giving one away to a listener this hour. If you'd like that to be you, we'd love for you to reach out to us with your home improvement question. We will toss your name into the Money Pit hard hat, and if we draw you at the end of today's show, you might just win the Arrow cordless glue gun that is model GT30Li, available exclusively at Lowe's. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now let's welcome a husband and wife team, Bill and Jean from Missouri, tackling a garage project. Welcome, guys.
We're building a garage, and we were curious about the concrete floor in this garage. Does it need to be 4 inches? Should it be more than 4 inches thick? And then also, what kind of finish would you recommend that we put on the concrete?
Well, for a garage floor, especially if you're going to have any heavier equipment in there, I would probably go with at least 6 inches, and I would make it a reinforced garage floor. In other words, I would pour it through woven wire mesh or whatever reinforced material you choose. You want to make sure that the soil beneath the floor is thoroughly tamped, because that's where most people go wrong. If they're in a hurry to get the garage floor poured, they don't take the time to really thoroughly pack down the soil underneath. And if you don't, it'll ultimately crack. And in terms of the finish, I think probably the best concrete finishes today are the epoxy-based finishes. You mix up the epoxy. It's two parts. There's a hardener and the base product. You mix it together, you apply it, you have all sorts of different color and different finish options you can do with that, but it chemically cures. And once it does, it really locks in tight to the concrete, so it's not going to peel off, and it gives you really terrific protection.
What about using a polisher to polish the concrete?
That's an option as well, but you still have to have something that's ultimately going to seal in that surface, because remember, concrete is extremely porous, and in a barn, who knows what's going to be spilled on that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I did a little research on concrete polishing, and it's quite an operation. I mean, it's not...
It's not for the faint of heart, eh?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it myself. Oh, no.
No, you were going to have your wife do it.
Hey, you went around? No. My concrete man said that 4 inches... All I'm going to put in this garage is a couple of old cars. Antique cars.
Yes. Then you want that shiny floor so the cars look awesome.
That's right. I want shiny.
All right, Bill and Jean, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, recently a connection of mine on LinkedIn asked me a question about the best emergency backup heat for winter. She says, what would you recommend as the best backup heat source for winter? Now, I saw that she was from Maine, so I'm thinking I know what kind of wicked winter she was up against and probably ready to do something drastic here to make sure she's never left without heat again. But, you know, whenever I'm asked questions like this, like the best ways to heat, the best type of heating system and that sort of thing, my first thought is that hands down, the absolute number one best backup heating system in your house is insulation. Right, Les?
I mean, it really is true. You know, kidding aside, we often hear from consumers who are focused on the wrong end of the heating efficiency and effectiveness question while giving almost no thought as to how they'll not waste the heat that they already have. I mean, you really want to try to keep what you've got.
Yeah, it's not really a question of how you create the backup heat. It's really a question of how much heat you can keep. Insulation is inexpensive. It's highly effective. And in most cases, it can be greatly improved over the course of a weekend DIY project.
Now, frankly, most homes have far less insulation than what they should have. Heat rises, so the first step is to head up to your attic and check out how many inches of insulation you've already got up there. Now, most homes are going to have fiberglass bat insulation, and if you have less than 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass, you want to start there before you get into building a whole new backup heat system.
Now, as for the original backup heat question, my recommendation would be to buy a new, efficient wood stove. Not a used wood stove, you know, an old model, because the new ones are much more efficient. They deliver much more heat. They burn more cleanly. There's a certification program for them as well. Now, if you've already got a fireplace, you could also install an efficient wood stove fireplace insert. Newer, properly installed wood stoves really do a pretty good job of delivering reliable, comfortable backup heat. So that's the kind of system that I would add to my house.
Yeah, and firewood is generally readily available, and it can be stored for years if you need to. You just want to make sure that you burn hardwoods like oak or cherry, ash or maple. These woods deliver more BTUs than softwood and are less likely to gum up the inside of your chimney or vent pipe.
Yeah, now, by the way, as for fireplaces, while I love warming myself in front of the fireplace as much as anyone else, a fireplace by itself is a terrible heating solution because it sends most of the heated air up the chimney. It sends, in fact, more heated air up the chimney than I think it creates. So if you've got a regular fireplace, put a wood stove insert in it. That will give you the efficiency and a lot more heat in your house.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, coming to you from Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, selling your home involves a lot of inspections, but who pays for those and what happens if something needs to be repaired? We're going to share all the scoop on having your home inspected before you sell after this.
You live in a body pit.
Remember us, the Sheila kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group, your primary care is our primary concern.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
To make sure that the gases are going up quickly into the chimney. And those are two tools that we stick in those holes to do that with. Now, if you have other little gaps around the vent pipe, yeah, they should be sealed, but those are always depressurized in the sense that air from the basement is going into that vent. It's not coming out of it. It's not like a plumbing pipe that's like pressurized with water and it's just coming out at the joints. A seam like that is very often just going to have more air kind of flowing into it. So, yeah, you should fix the gaps around the seams, but the hole in there is a testing port, essentially, and it's perfectly normal. So it sounds like you did everything right. Good luck with the project.
All right, now we've got Sharon, who's selling her house and wants to know if it's the owner's responsibility to clean out the septic tank and have it inspected before the sale of the home. Also, what other kinds of inspections do I need?
Well, I'll say this. You know, I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, and generally it's the seller's responsibility to repair any failure to the septic tank or the septic system. The buyer usually pays for the inspection, and here's why. Because you want the inspector to be working for the buyer, because otherwise there's a conflict of interest, right? Because you as the buyer don't know anything about the inspector that was selected by the seller, and if he turns out or she turns out to be a lousy inspector, you know, you're going to bear the brunt of that. So you do want to hire as a buyer your own inspector, but certain things kind of hands down the sellers almost always fix, and one of them is a failed septic field or a problem with the septic tank. That's almost always something that they're going to do. Another one might be if there's a termite infestation, that sort of thing. And depending on how your contract is written, if there are certain defects that would prevent the house from getting a certificate of occupancy, like very often if you don't have ground fault outlets in the bathrooms and the kitchens, you know, those are the kinds of things that sellers are typically responsible for. It's all negotiable, of course, but you really, as the buyer, want to do the inspections to pay for them, and generally you want the seller to fix or credit you for anything that needs to be repaired.
All right, but Sharon, be prepared. Sometimes you got to kind of fight to get these things handled. I mean, you never know what you're going to get into going into these contracting phase with the inspections, so stick up for what's right and have everything helped out that you can.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you for spending this part of your day with us, listening to episode 2202. If you've got questions that came to mind as you listened to us, but you couldn't get to a phone or to your computer or to your tablet to shoot us a question, remember, you can reach out 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by downloading the MoneyPit app at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Ukrainian authorities announce all elderly civilians, women, and children have been evacuated from the besieged Azovstal complex.
The steel plant is the last pocket of resistance in the southeastern seaport of Mariupol. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk made the announcement. Although she did not elaborate, she confirmed a further 50 people had been evacuated that day. Russian fighters have been intensifying their attack on the plant in order to fully capture the town in time for Russia's Victory Day celebrations. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Knesset will return from recess on Monday in what could be a fight for the political life or death of Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's coalition. After losing its majority in the body, the fragile coalition will have a hard time passing legislation and faces a huge risk of crumbling before the session's over. Author and historian Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network the presence of former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has a big impact on reshaping the government.
As long as Netanyahu is in government, much of Israeli politics will be about him. Because the only reason that the center-center-right can't put together a coalition is because there are a number of parties whose heads, put it mildly, do not like Netanyahu and will not sit in the same government with him. But if Netanyahu weren't there, the Likud party could join coalition and be part of a very strong center-center-right government.
And dissolving the Knesset and calling for an election won't be that easy either. The former prime minister and Likud party leader, who now leads the opposition, has the support of only 54 lawmakers. He needs 61. French President Macron inaugurated for a second term today, vowing first to take action to avoid any further escalation of Russia's war in Ukraine before going on to focus on promoting France and Europe on the world stage. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Another ballistic missile test from North Korea, this one likely fired from a submarine earlier. The BBC's Ian McKenzie reports from Seoul.
Submarine-launched missiles pose a greater threat than those fired from land. They're much harder to detect in advance and defend against. And North Korea has been working to perfect this technology. The timing of this launch makes it particularly significant. 3 days before South Korea's new conservative president takes office and 2 weeks before the U.S. President Joe Biden arrives here in Seoul to meet him. Nuclear talks between North Korea and the United States have been stalled for years. And in the last few months, North Korea has returned to testing its weapons frequently.
The launch continues a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations that may culminate with a nuclear test in the coming weeks or months. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A man who pleaded guilty to multiple killings in California and Texas gets life in prison.
50-year-old Ramon Escobar was sentenced Friday. He pled guilty to the 2018 killing of his aunt and uncle in Houston, Texas. After their disappearance, police questioned him. He fled to L.A., where prosecutors say he began attacking mostly homeless people. He pled guilty to killing five men and injuring seven with bolt cutters or a baseball bat. Escobar told police he killed some of the victims because they irritated him, were disrespectful to law enforcement, or he robbed them because he needed money. I'm Julie Walker.
It's been just over a week. No sign of a murder or a suspect, and a correctional officer who walked out of an Alabama facility under the guise she was taking him to court. Officers believe the female guard and the inmate conspired to escape after a two-year jailhouse relationship. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, Aero Fasteners, and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to episode 2203 of the Money Pit. You can listen when you want, when you follow the show, at MoneyPit.com/podcast. Hey, it's a beautiful day here in my part of the country. I'm in New Jersey, and it's one of those weekends where there's already a line, I'm sure, at the home center and the garden centers, and people are getting out there, and they're planting, and they're enjoying, and they're planning. And if you're planning a project this weekend, and maybe you need some help, you don't know what products to buy, you don't know how to get started, or whether you can do it yourself, or, you know, whether it's a big problem or a little problem. Sometimes, you know, we get calls from folks that see a roof leak and think the whole roof's got to go, and maybe a contractor told them that, but it turns out it's a, you know, maybe a $10 fix. Any kind of projects like that that are on your to-do list, we can put them onto our to-do list by answering those questions. It gets you a good solution, take that stress away, but you got to help yourself first. Now, the way you do that is you reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask, A-S-K, moneypit.com/ask, download the Money Podcast. And post your question right there. You actually record it into the app, comes right to the studio, and you'll be among the first to get an answer. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT with that question. Got a great show planned for you. Starting off, are you green with envy over your neighbor's lush lawn? Well, that green lawn didn't happen by magic. We're going to share tips to help you get started on a healthy green lawn. We're going to talk about what you need to do to prep that soil so it comes in fast and strong and stays that way all summer long.
And coming up, Lowe's just released a new study called the State of the Pro Report, which highlights the most popular projects for the year. We're going to share projects that are in top demand and suggest tips for working with the pros for getting them done.
And spring cleaning isn't just for indoor rooms. Now is also the time to spruce up a favorite outdoor room, your deck. We're going to have a spring cleaning deck recipe that will get that deck sparkling clean in just a bit.
And we want to hear about your spring projects. Plus, we've got a great tool to give away today to one listener drawn at random. It's the GT30Li cordless glue gun made by Arrow Fastener.
Now, that's available at Lowe's, but we've got one here to give away to one listener drawn at random. So make that you reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Rob in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Calling to get your guys' opinions on the, I'm having my deck partially repaired, and it's got some cedar trim and cedar boards that have gone bad. So they're going to be replaced, so they're going to look newer compared to the rest of the deck. I was looking into getting one of the epoxy composite type deck coating systems. Rust-Oleum Restore is one brand. Behr makes one too. I'm just curious what you guys think about these products and are they worth it?
How many decking boards are deteriorated, Rob?
Well, it's a majority of the steps. It's a cedar deck with a green treated wood, underneath baseboard support. The cedar is just dying out. I mean, it's about 7 years old. The railings are going bad too, so they're looking at replacing a lot of the boards on the steps of the railing, but the up to the main platform and the main boards are doing fine. So it's mainly the steps up.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily consider, completely sealing in all of that cedar with a product like that. Here's what I would do. First of all, the deck boards that are cracked or checked or deteriorated, one thing to try is to flip them over because the underside of those deck boards is usually as good as the day it went down, even though it's cracked on top. The side that was not exposed to the sun is usually in pretty good condition. So you try to do that as much as you can. For ones that are really bad, just have to be replaced. Just replace those with new cedar decking boards. And yes, it's not going to match. And then once all the repair has been done, then you want to use a deck washing product like the one that Flood Wood Care makes. You run a deck wash across everything. And then you want to hit it with at least two coats of solid stain. So not paint, but solid stain. Not semi-transparent, not transparent, but solid color stain. And a good quality solid color stain, that's going to look all the same. It's going to maintain its wood quality. So you'll see the grain through the stain. And it'll look perfect. So I don't think you need to go with some sort of really thick, super thick coating right now. I think you just need to do some basic repairs.
Okay. What stains would you recommend then?
Good quality stain. So, yeah, Benjamin Moore, Sherwin-Williams, a good quality stain like that.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Sandy in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes. I was calling to ask about building a garage. My husband and I just bought a home. It's a two-story colonial, but there's no garage. And we're trying to decide detached, with or without a breezeway. We know we want it to be oversized, but we're trying to decide which would be the most efficient and convenient choice to go with.
So it's as much an architectural question as it is a structural question, because you're trying to figure out what's going to fit best with the property. So that involves looking at the house itself in terms of its design and also looking at the neighborhood to determine, what's going to fit in well, because it's okay to have the nicest house on the block, but it's not okay if it's that much nicer that the rest of the neighborhood pulls it down in value. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think the rest of the homes are very, very similar, except they have garages.
Okay. Well, then that's a good model for you to follow.
Okay.
Now, if you have the breezeway, then obviously you're going to have more functional space. So I'm not quite sure what we can do to help you with this question, because it's really a design that you have to kind of agree on with your husband, and then set apart building it. When it does get built, it obviously has to be built by a pro in accordance with all of the local regulations, which are going to probably require that you have a set of architectural plans.
Okay.
So you may just want to start with that, because architects can help you look at the options very easily with the computer programming that they use today, and give you a chance to look at it from several different angles, both outside and inside, in terms of available storage space and in different configurations.
Okay. Also, we need to replace the roof on the home. So I was thinking, making it attached or with a breezeway. kind of makes it a little bit more efficient as we change, as we replace the roof on the home, we'd be putting the roof on the garage as well.
Okay, well, it would make sense for you to do the entire roof and have that folded into the same project, and then you could, in fact, fold it into the same financing, too, if you're financing the project. So, yeah, I'm all for planning those projects to be done together, because when the roofing team is on site, that'll be the most cost-effective way to get it all done.
Okay.
And to have it match.
Okay.
You know, we did our roof in the last year, and we did everything but the garage. And the garage really didn't need it. But seeing that brand new, beautiful roof on the house, I just decided that I would ignore the fact that I had a few years of life left in my garage roof. And we did that as well, which is why we always say that the three most expensive words in home improvement are might as well.
Right. Right.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, are you green with envy over your neighbor's lush green lawn? Well, that lawn didn't happen by magic. We're going to share tips to help you get started on building your own lush, green, healthy lawn that you can spread out in on a warm summer day when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, owning a money pit, we know it's a combination of love, pride, and sometimes heart-stopping fear. But no one knows a money pit better than us.
Yep, we can help you make smart decisions and create your best home ever. Download The Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/ask.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whatever it is for the summer season. If you're getting ready for wonderful outdoor hangouts or perhaps you're working on an indoor project, we're here to lend a hand. Give us a call because we're going to help you out, but we're also going to give you one of my favorite tools, an amazing glue gun from Arrow Fastener. We've got the GT30Li cordless glue gun. It's available at Lowe's, and this is going to go out to one lucky listener. Now, this is Arrow's first fully cordless glue gun. It's going to heat up super quick, like in a minute, and then run for 30 minutes, so you can tackle a ton of projects in that time. And it's going to shut down after 10 minutes, so you're not going to waste that battery life if you walk away for a moment. It's valued at $29.98. You can find it at Lowe's and Lowe's.com, but it's going out to one lucky listener.
Make that you. Call us now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, post your question to moneypit.com/ask.
Steven in Texas needs some help with a cabinet project. What can we do for you?
Yeah, so my wife has challenges with chemicals like formaldehydes and glues and paints that they put in kitchen cabinets, the new ones. And I was wondering if you had any idea like what a person could use that you could get away from them type of chemicals in cabinets.
So you're looking for a cabinet manufacturer that is sort of formaldehyde-free and VOC-free, is that correct?
Yeah, that'd be right, yes.
Steve, that's an interesting question because when it comes to kitchen cabinets, so many of the products that go into kitchen cabinets have the potential to have VOCs or volatile organic compounds in them, because you could start with the boards that are used to build the cabinets. If they're a press board or a composite board of some sort, that may have formaldehyde in it, for example. Then you have the finishes and on and on and on. I think what you want to do is you want to look for kitchen cabinetry that is built to meet the new CARB 2 standard. That's C-A-R-B 2 standard. That stands for the California Air Resources Board. And that's a standard that measures the level of those types of toxins in cabinetry. And so if you search for kitchen cabinets that meet that standard, I think that's a good place to start.
Would you have any idea, like, maybe some metal cabinets, you know, like that would look nice in a kitchen? Like, would you have any ideas on something like that?
Well, you'd still have finishes on metal cabinets that would have some of the same issues.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen metal cabinets in a kitchen in forever. The Gladiator folks at Whirlpool are doing a really good job these days with metal cabinetry for laundry rooms and utility areas and spaces like that. But I don't know if that cabinet line is going to extend to the point where you'd have enough flexibility to do it in a kitchen.
Well, I can share with you a vendor of a, you know, no formaldehyde added cabinetry. They're actually beautiful handmade wooden cabinets. I'm not sure of their price point, but I am familiar with the fact that they are not adding any chemicals to it, and they are very responsible in how they utilize the wood and the products that they use to make their cabinets. It's a company out of Portland, and their name is Neil Kelly, and it's N-E-I-L-K-E-L-L-Y. And then there was a metal cabinet manufacturer that I was familiar with a while ago. It's Philip Metal, and it's F-I-L-L-I-P. It's sort of this, you know, new revival of some interesting repurposed materials, and, you know, you might want to check them out as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the information. I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, are you green with envy over your neighbor's lush lawn? Well, that lawn didn't happen by magic.
That's right. It actually takes a lot of work to create and maintain a beautiful lawn, and one of the necessary steps is fertilizing. In fact, over the course of a season, there are really three things we need to add to a lawn to make it thick and green: grass seed, fertilizer, and, depending on the acidity of the soil, lime.
Yeah, now all lawn fertilizers contain three main nutrients listed in this order on the packages: nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, or NPK for short. Now, NPK indicates the percentage by weight of each of these three nutrients. For example, If the fertilizer is labeled 10-10-10, that means the bag contains an NPK ratio of 10% nitrogen, 10% phosphorus, and 10% potassium.
Now, if you're wondering what these three very specific ingredients do for your lawn, the nitrogen promotes rapid growth and a lush green color. A phosphorus helps develop a healthy root system, and the potassium, well, that boosts the overall health of your grass. So to figure out what kind of fertilizer your lawn needs, it's important to test the soil and then choose your fertilizer accordingly.
Now, to apply the fertilizer, you want to walk behind a drop spreader. This helps apply the fertilizer evenly across your lawn, and then be sure to water thoroughly. And I promise that green lawn is not too far behind. Marilyn in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hello. I have moved into an old home that has unfinished and some finished wooden floors that were carpeted. Unfortunately, in taking that carpet up, former pets that were here have left their mark all over the floors.
Oh, no.
There are stains, and there is a dreadful, dreadful odor throughout the house. The dogs that I have brought in have continued that process and now have to live outside. My question is, what do I do, what can I do to get the odor out of these wooden floors?
What I would do, Marilyn, is I would sand the floors. This is the one time where I think it makes a lot of sense to do a thorough sanding of these floors.
Yeah, you got to completely refinish.
Yeah, especially if you're saying that some of the floors are unfinished to begin with. So I would sand all the floors to take off some material, vacuum up that sawdust, and then I would add three coats of polyurethane. Now, I'm sorry, let me back up. Before you polyurethane, if they're still stained, then I would add some wood stain to the floor to darken the color a little bit and hide any of those remaining marks. Because if you try to go totally natural, the stains will obviously show up. But if you add, you know, it's like a slight tinting to tinted stain, like say one of the colors that I use a lot is called Early American, which is like a very light brown color. You know, that looks really nice and does hide some of those stains that could be in the wood, and then add the three coats of urethane.
A big trend is like dark gray, almost even like an ebonized wood floor, like dark wood floors, even if it's a super dark chocolate or almost on the black gray scale, like really are impactful and beautiful, and that could hide a lot as well.
Yeah, and well, that's a good point. I mean, you don't have to go dark, is what I'm trying to say. You could just go just very fairly lightly. But from there, you know, I think you'll be good to go. I think once you put the urethane coating on it, you'll no longer have the odor issues.
Love your show. Thank you so much.
Heading out west to Hawaii, where Gary has an electrical question. Aloha, Gary. How can we help you?
Aloha. Thank you guys very much. I have a situation in my bathroom where I actually want to take an existing wall light and I want to remove it and then create a situation where I have a light on either side of the mirror. So I've got this one electrical feed coming out of the wall, and what I want to do is I want to kind of splice it so that I could take one wire off to the left and one wire off to the right of the mirror, and I'm trying to find out if there's a easy way to do that or if basically there's a kit that might help me do that, because I'm not a electrical genius here.
So because you're an electrical genius, I don't want you to try this yourself, okay? But I will tell you that it's a fairly easy project, that any electrician could do this for you. Since you have power going to the one fixture, it's very easy to split that off into two separate fixtures and use the same switch that the other fixture was on. So it's a really simple project, but I don't want you doing it yourself, because if you want to tackle a plumbing project, you can get wet. If you want to tackle an electrical project, you could get dead. So we don't want you to try that yourself, all right? You got to use common sense.
Okay. Very good. I appreciate the advice. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finished. Download the app today. Well, Lowe's just released a new study called the State of the Pro Report, which highlights the most popular projects of the year. Lowe's VP of Marketing, Gerardo Soto, joins us with details on the projects that are in top demand and tips for working with pros for getting them done when the Money Pit returns. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, Lowe's is a company that is exceptionally well tuned in to the pro customers they serve. In their first ever State of the Pro report, Lowe's polled their pros to learn which projects are in demand for 2022 and to learn shifts in projects being completed by DIY versus pros and much more. All thanks to getting real intel from real home improvement pros and homeowners.
That's right. And the results provide a great roadmap for both pros and the consumers who are planning projects for the year. With us to talk about what they learned is Gerardo Soto, Director of Brand Marketing for Lowe's. Welcome, Gerardo.
Thank you so much, Leslie. Pleasure to be here with you.
So, Gerardo, this is the first time you've ever done this type of a study. It seems pretty complete. You really dug in to what's happening in the marketplace, which I think is at a very unique time, given that we're coming out of COVID, perhaps still facing some supply chain issues, rising gas prices, and so on. So what did you learn?
Well, there was plenty of learnings here, but I think when we look at the main learning from the State of the Pro report is the fact that pros believe that they are still in a great position for 2022 when it comes to work, and that's important for us, as you can imagine. And so a lot of them are very optimistic about what's coming in 2022 and the projects that they're going to be serving for their consumers. And so that was the main takeaway, I would say, from here, aside from understanding, you know, more details of where they see that work going.
Now, your survey with the pros was saying that they're expecting an increase in five projects across 2022, with 66% being energy efficiency updates. Do you think this is sort of driven by the desire to find improved comfort or save money? You know, what do you think is driving that end?
It's very interesting when we look at energy efficiency, right? And the simple fact that people are staying in their homes longer now, and there's new work environment where everybody's now pretty much working from home, right? And I think it's something that's here to stay. You can understand how customers are looking to not just update their homes, but make them more efficient when it comes to energy, because it saves them money at the end of the day.
Now, you also noted 62% say that updates for families will keep them busy. What does that include, Gerardo, when you say updates for families? What kinds of projects are we talking about in that category?
The majority of pros are seeing people wanting to entertain at home, being able to be more comfortable. And we're seeing younger generations also getting into older homes. And I think they want to make sure that their homes are well built to have a fantastic family environment inside. And so there are things that the same consumers are saying that they're looking to do, right? And that is the improvements around their bathrooms, their kitchens. As you know, kitchens have become central location as a family nucleus. And even when you have people over as well, it becomes an important part of any reunion. And so those are part of the different projects that people are looking to make, and I think that's the trend that pros are obviously looking and seeing as one of the top priorities.
Gerardo, I notice here in your findings that you did also note a shift in those folks that are doing DIY projects, and you asked them whether or not the next time it comes around, would they still do the work themselves? And over half said no. So I don't know if it means they learned their lesson or they got in over their heads, but it's interesting that they're trying to sort of establish what their capabilities are and willing now and think it's smart, which of course it is, to turn some of these projects over to pros.
Yes, I think that's a great point that you noticed in the state of the pro. And yes, a lot of them are absolutely noticing that there could be hidden costs in themselves taking on some of these projects, right? And that's why you're seeing that over 50% of them saying they may not be doing it. And it could be that they simply overestimated their own ability to complete a project. Sometimes it's a matter of time, right? How long does this actually take you to get it done? And so they end up hiring a professional at the end of the day. And I think that's the key message here. There's definitely a DIY trend that will continue, but you can absolutely count on professionals to be called on a lot more to make sure that those jobs get done and they get done well. Because I can tell you, my wife has asked several times for me to take on certain jobs, and I'll avoid that risk at all costs. I'll just call a professional and get that done.
You're a wise man, both in terms of the work and keeping your wife happy, sir. I got to tell you, Gerardo, I was a professional home inspector for 20 years. Folks wonder, how do we get all this knowledge so we can answer all these questions on our program? Well, it's because we've been there. And one of the things that I think is really detracting from a home is when we see projects that were not done by professionals. You can tell when you see something that was not standard, maybe a bit amateurish. It really stands out and kind of makes you shake your head because they weren't doing themselves a favor by not bringing pros into a project where, you know, all the ceramic tile ends up being put up crooked or electrical panels completely miswired. Some of this stuff can be downright dangerous. So I think it's really important for folks to remember to work within their ability and not to exceed it. No matter how easy the YouTube video makes it look, you're going to probably run into some surprises you don't know how to handle.
You are 100% right. And, you know, this is the reason why Lowe's also offers installation services, because we understand how difficult it may be. And you may come into our store thinking that you're ready to do it, but the reality is that, you know, your ability may not be there simply because you're not trained for it, not because you couldn't actually do it eventually. But you know what? That's where there are professionals. And I think it's a great opportunity for all consumers to understand that, you know, sometimes what seems easy and relatively cheap to do yourself ends up not being so. And a professional can actually deliver the value that you're looking in the time that you're looking to do it. And so regardless if you use a company like ours to hire those professional services or if you have your own professional that you know or have been provided to you by a friend, that's the right route. And I think pros now are seen better by customers. Customers understand that it takes skill to do that trade, and they're gaining a lot more respect for that perspective now that everybody's in a way or not having to look for that types of service.
I mean, that's all really great that you found this out. And I'm wondering, did you find that because people have been spending so much time at home the past 2 years that there were a lot of design or style-driven projects happening because people just are tired of looking at what they've got?
You know, I think that is one of the factors that people are looking at newer houses and potentially not in a position to buy a new house. And so absolutely, right? Styles change and people want to update their homes to make them more comfortable so that they are proud of the home that they live in, right? And so when you look at their motivation, actually design and style is the number one. And so I think that's what we found out as well through that survey.
Very interesting. The survey was called State of the Pro. You can read it yourself at Lowe's.com/State of the Pro. Lowe's.com/State of the Pro. Gerardo Soto, Vice President of Brand Marketing for Lowe's. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Gerardo, and best of luck for continued success with Lowe's.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Coming up, is your wood deck looking winter worn? Laundry detergent can be used for much more than just washing the clothes. We have a great outdoor use, too, when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace that damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
That's right. Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft, deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's A-B as in boy, A-T-R-O-N.com. Abitron. A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you need some help with a renovation, repair, or even a decor project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
And The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today. Hey, if you want to get a project done, a great tool to help you do that is a glue gun, and we've got one to give away from Arrow today. It's the Arrow Fastener GT30Li Cordless Glue Gun. Cordless glue gun. It's available at Lowe's, and it's Arrow's first fully cordless glue gun, so it is super convenient. In fact, it heats up in just a minute, runs for up to 30 minutes. It's got an auto shutdown feature, and it's worth $29.98, available, again, at Lowe's and Lowe's.com. We've got one to give away to one lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your question. We will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and perhaps send you that new cordless glue gun from Arrow.
All right, now we've got Hugo on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit, and how can we help?
I've got to put a new furnace in. I've had a Lennox for 30 years, and it's done good, but you know, 30 years is pretty good for a furnace. And they want to put in a train. Is that any good, or is there a better one what?
No, it's a very good product. Train, as in T-R-A-N-E. They are a very good HVAC manufacturer. They have lots of good products. That, you know, what you're going to find is that HVAC contractors get used to one or two brands. They like to work with them a lot. They've had good experience with them, which means they don't haven't gotten a lot of callbacks on them. So if you're comfortable with your contractor and they are recommending Trane, I see no reason not to go with that.
They've been doing my furnace work for 15 years, and they've always been honest and upfront.
Well, I think you should stick with them then.
Okay.
That sounds like a good company. Well, is your wood deck looking a bit worn? You know, powdered laundry detergent can be used for more than just your laundry. If you mix it with hot water, it actually makes a pretty handy deck cleaner.
Yeah, so here's the recipe. You want to start with a 5-gallon bucket, mix 3 quarts of water, 1 quart of bleach, and a 1/2 cup of detergent. Now, guys, super important. You have to be sure that the detergent does not contain ammonia, because if you mix ammonia and bleach, it can form a very, very dangerous gas. So don't do it.
Now, you want to mix the solution in the bucket and then apply it to the deck using a stiff floor brush. Let it sit there for a few minutes. Don't let it dry on the surface. That would be the key. Keep it wet, but then rinse it off thoroughly. And be sure to cover nearby vegetation before using this method, because we don't want to splash this on the leaves of the plants. I don't think it will hurt so much the root structure, but I know if you hit some of the leaves on the bushes and plants, it could be damaging to them.
All right, now for extra cleaning power, it's okay to use a pressure washer for extra cleaning, but you have to be careful. If you use too much pressure, you can damage the soft wood surfaces, and if your pressure washer offers multiple settings, you want to use the selection for washing a car. That's usually pretty gentle, and it's not going to carve into the wood.
Now, when planning your deck cleaning project, try and work in cooler conditions. So, for example, early in the morning or later afternoon. Cleaning a hot deck is a lot more difficult because the mixture might dry before it actually has time to work. So, cool weather, a big bucket, and some laundry detergent, and you've got everything you need to scrub your deck super clean.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this spring weekend? Getting ready for Memorial Day? Looking forward to a nice summer out of doors? Well, give us a call, ask us your questions, and we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all of your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, it's the time of year when we get to trade in our snow shovels for a rake and get to work on that garden. But if you're short on space, there are still ways that you can exercise your green thumb. All that's coming up next.
Live in a body pit.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at ShastaCollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
For details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, helper, or home remodel therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up.
Sherry has an interesting question, Leslie. She says, we made our painted concrete patio bigger using pavers. So I guess they had a concrete patio to put pavers on top of it. But it also had 4x4 posts that were removed. My contractor filled the 4x4 post holes with polymeric sand, and now that doesn't match. I want to know if I can paint the polymeric sand or if there's a better option. So a couple of things have gone wrong here. I mean, putting pavers on the concrete was good. Polymeric sand, for those that are not familiar with it, is a special sand designed to go in between pavers that will solidify.
Yeah, it's like a sandy grout that like kind of makes them stick together.
Right, exactly. And so the problem is you can't use that to fill in a whole 4x4 post, though. That was a big no-no on the part of the contractor. So a 4-inch square hole, probably, 2 inches thick, he used that sand. Well, he must have had a lot left in the bag. That's not what it's designed for. So what he should have done, and what I encourage you to do right now, is to scrape out all that sand, and then to cut a paver to fit the whole size of that hole. So, you know, if you had a standard brick size, you can either buy a square brick or cut a rectangular brick to fit in that hole, and then you could put polymeric sand around the joint. But you can't fill it up with sand. That is just not going to last.
All right. Fran wrote in to ask some advice about crown molding, and she says, I can't cut all those fancy corners myself. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah. You can use foam crown molding. It is a great stuff. You basically put it in. You cut it with a normal handsaw. The corners are pre-cut, and you adhere it to the walls with painter's caulk. So really simple, avoids all the hassles of having to cut those compound miters if you use wood crown. No nailing, it's just very lightweight, and it just goes in really quickly, and you can paint it, and it looks perfect when it's all done.
Yeah, I mean, you really cannot tell, and it looks really, really great, and you'll be so proud that you did it yourself.
Well, it's the time of year when we get to trade in our snow shovels for a rake and get to work on a garden, but if you're short on space, there are still ways to exercise your green thumb. Leslie has tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing. We've been talking about vertical wall gardens for quite some time, but they are truly just now cropping up everywhere, from airport lounges, shopping malls, restaurants, nightclubs. I mean, you name it, I've seen them there, and they are so beautiful, even in office spaces. And let me tell you, they're not just for public spaces. A wall garden can actually soften a modern apartment as well, and you can use a trellis or grid or plants, any kind of vine that you like, and that really achieves the same look. Now, another idea is a community garden. People are transforming unused pieces of land in their neighborhood into these gourmet gardens of fresh produce. It's a great way to get to know your neighbors because everybody takes a turn at tending the garden, and then everybody reaps the harvest. Now, another thing, a roof garden. They are gaining popularity everywhere. Not only are roof gardens a great way to create urban microclimates, they also create an oasis in the city. And finally, hanging potted plants are definitely back. You can hang these on a balcony or a porch, and you can hold things like strawberries or tomatoes or beautiful flowers. Totally up to you. For more ideas, just head to MoneyPit.com for an archive full of gardening ideas for your home and apartments.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, outdoor living spaces have never been more popular, and that includes outdoor kitchens. We're going to share recipes to help you build out your own outdoor kitchen on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The Active 2030 Club of Reading is excited to announce that the 14th Annual Sundial Film Festival is happening May 21st in downtown Reading at Riverfront Playhouse. The Sundial Film Festival will entertain and inspire you with a showcase of the talent and diversity of North State filmmakers. There will be an afternoon showing at 2 and an evening showing at 7. Seating is limited, so get your ticket for the in-person screening at sundialfilmfestival.com. Tickets are $10 and help support the Active 2030 Club of Reading and their children's programs. Enjoy creative films and support your community by going to sundialfilmfestival.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.